Blog Talk Radio.
Study show. We'd like to apologize to you students out there in Radio Land. We weren't able to get on due to technical difficulties, not based upon our actions on the show, based upon the site itself. We do like to apologize, but the part we played was virtually none. We couldn't get on any kind of way. We couldn't call in. We couldn't go on the internet and get in. So basically, that's why we wasn't on yesterday. But that being said, we're glad you showed up today because what we study is very imperative to get the fundamentals right. Because if you can get the fundamentals, that goes with anything in life. You get your fundamentals right in anything. I believe Cottrell used to be a practicer of Kung Fu. And the Kung Fu master, I imagine, told Cottrell, get your fundamentals right. And basically, when these studies are concerned, it's getting the fundamentals right. If you can get the fundamentals right, you can virtually move right along with us in these studies. And things will come easy to you. As a matter of fact, we strongly advise and suggest that you pray to the Most High for wisdom and understanding and a right spirit so it can help facilitate your studies. And praise Him. And come right back on and continue to study with us. Because basically that's what we study on the Real Talk for Real People show. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. The rock we were hewn from and the dish we were dug from virtually our ancient ones. And you can find a lot about our ancient ones. The pros and the cons, the good, bad, and or ugly. The things that you should be doing, the things that you should be doing in regards to Yah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and certainly in regards to one another. I was just looking at the television as the show was going. I had the mute down, and I was watching on Beale Street that people down there just enjoying themselves, and here we come, starting some mess. You know, we can't get together unless we got Yah with us, because if we get together without some Yah, it's going to be some blue and white lights and some yellow fluttering tape and folks running all over the place trying to get out of the way of somebody that decided to shoot in a crowd of people. And most of the people down there were us. And that's a crying shame. We have become a mockery, a byword, a monstrosity. And so that's why it's imperative to get the fundamentals right in relationship to one another, and most importantly, in relationship to God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. You see, because if you get your fundamentals right, people can't curse you. They can only put blessings upon you. But if you're not under the auspices on the rock, using that buckler, in that high tower, and that shield of the Most High, people can get at you. We're about to see our Moabite cousins trying to put some dirt on, trying to put some words on us and whatnot, you know, by way of a prop that was good at what he was doing. And that's going to be chapter 22. And this guy who can put curses on people and whatnot, a blessing, is Balaam. And Balak is the Moabite who sent it for him to put some curses on. Now, a lot of you call this book Numbers. That is not the correct name for this book. It's Midbar, which means in the wilderness. And not we're simply in the wilderness lolling about. We're in the wilderness being taught fundamentals. How to get the relationship with Yah right, and how to get the relationship with one another right. Because as I said, our ancients were a monstrosity too. It's true. But they had an opportunity to get it right, and you have an opportunity to get it right. And perhaps you're wondering, who are the we I'm making reference to? Well, Sister Abiyah of New York City and Brother Cottrell of New York City. And what I know about these two individuals is that they love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's why they have to insist in these studies. And their brothers and sisters as themselves. They don't look down their nose at their brothers and sisters. Because they know mainly we're all dirty out here. Truth be told, that don't mean you don't do nothing to get it right, though. Just because you dirty don't mean you keep being dirty. It means you cry out to the Most High for our ancient ones for the mistakes they made that got us in the captivity we find ourselves in today. You cry out for one another. You gather yourselves together, not simply in the same proximity, but the same state of mind, and so on and so on, and actions. And some of the actions are these, that you take care of the widow women, take care of the orphan, take care of the needy, and learn to do good. That ain't hard. That's simple. Praise Yah and bless His holy name. So without further ado, I'm going to bring Sister Abiyah on. Then I'm going to bring Brother Cottrell on. Sister Abiyah, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom, family. All praises and glory to Yah. Good be that one day is too many days to miss.
Ain't that
but
the truth?
I'll be on mute again tonight. But
okay.
I'm here.
Well, it's good to hear. It's good to hear your voice, though. Shalom. All right. Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, Brother Yamsu, Sister Abiyah. May the Most High bless you both.
Thank you, brother.
All, All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Praise
you, always have mouth. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
And we from New York. We ain't nothing like Donald Trump.
No. Ain't nothing like they can.
A lot of people look at New York in a negative way because we're in the belly of the beast.
Right.
But there's some good people here, some righteous people, people seeking Yah.
Right.
We all got to be doing.
That's a good thing. Yeah, and you said a mouthful of that last statement. We all need to be doing that too. Doing good by one another, but when an opportunity presents itself. Praise Yah. It's true.
Praise Yah.
Well, Katria, if you're ready to proceed, and Sister Avia and fellow students, we're ready to proceed in the 22nd chapter. Okay, let's get started. It says, the children of Israel moved, and they camped in the plains of Moab on the side of the Jordan, across from Jericho. Now Balak, the son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. And Moab was exceedingly afraid, our cousin, of the people, because they were many. We didn't know, we just many. And Moab was sick with dread because of the children of Israel. So Moab said to the elders of Midian, now, this company, these people, will lick up everything around us as an ox licks up the grass of the field. They're going to eat up everything. And Balak, the son of Zippor, was king of the Moabites at that time. When he sent messages to Balaam, the son of Beor, at Bethor, which is near the river in the land of the sons of his people, to call him, saying, look, a people has come from Midrain. He knew who the hell we were. But he said, they come from the Midrainites. See, they cover the face of the earth and are settling next to me. Therefore, please come at once. Curse this people for me, for they are too mighty for me. Perhaps I shall be able to defeat them if you put the curse on them and drive them out of the land. For I know that he whom you blessed, this man could give blessing, is blessed. And he whom you cursed is cursed. I know you can do it. So the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the diviner's fee. They had some money to give it in their hand. They came to Balaam and spoke to him the words of Balak. And he said to them, yes, lodge here, spend the night. I will bring back word to you as Yah, he knew Yah, as Yah speaks to me. So the princes of Moab stayed with Balaam, spent the night. Then Yah came to Balaam and said, now he knew already, he knew the answer, but Yah liked it. He asked them, who are these men with you? So Balaam said to Yah, Balak, the son of Zippor, the king of Moab, has sent to me saying, look, a people, he didn't even say it, we were Hebrew Israelite. He said, a people has come out of Midrain, and they cover the face of the earth. Come now, curse them for me, perhaps I shall be able to overpower them and drive them out if you put a curse on them. And Yah said to Balaam, you should not go with them. You should not curse the people, for they are blessed. I didn't put a blessing on you. You can't do that. So Balaam rose in the morning and said to the princes of Balak, go back to your land, for Yah has refused to give me permission. He had to get permission to curse and bless people to go with you. And the princes of Moab rose and went to Balak. And Balaam refused to come with us. Then Balak again sent princes, more numerous, more honorable than they. And they came to Balaam and said to him, thus said Balak, the son of Zippor, please let nothing hinder you from coming to me, for I will certainly honor you greatly. I will do whatever you say to me. Therefore, please come, curse this people. He didn't even call us Hebrew Israelites. He knew who we were. Then Balaam answered and said to the servants of Balak, though Balak were to give me his house full of silver and gold, I could not go beyond the word of Yah, my Elohim, to do less or more. I can't do nothing. I'm limited. Now, therefore, please, you also stay here tonight, that I may know what more Yah was said to me. Yah came to Balaam at night and said to him, if the men come to call you, rise and go with them. But only the word which I speak to you, you shall do. So Balaam rose in the morning, sat on his donkey, and went with the princes of Moab. And here, a lot of folks thinking Yah is having mixed emotions. No, this is a reminder to Balaam. You better do what I tell you to do, how I tell you to do it, and when I tell you to do it. Now, you better not be putting no curse on those people. I done blessed them. So he didn't see the angel in the middle of the road. But that donkey had more sense than he did. An animal can teach you something sometimes. And that donkey, Balaam something, almost cost him his life. Then Yah's anger was aroused. It did say Yah's anger was aroused. I stand corrected. Because he's been ambivalent about the situation. He tells him to go, but even that being said, his anger is aroused that this man will go curse my folk. Okay? So he's feeling
ambivalent. Not only that.
Uh-huh.
What did he tell him the first time?
He told him don't go the first time.
And what he thought, one night is going to change Yah's mind?
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
The Most High tested him, right? Go ahead. Exactly. Let me see what you're going to do.
Right. But he's still giving him a warning, because he's about to give him a warning, though, unbeknownst to him. Let's see what you're going to do. Yeah. Thank you, brother. So, Balaam, the donkey, and the angel. Now, Yah's anger was aroused because he went. And the angel of Yah took his stand in the way as an adversary against him. Let him know. And he was riding on his donkey. And his two servants were with him. Now, the donkey saw the angel of Yah standing in the way with his drawn sword in his hand. And the donkey turned aside. An animal can teach you something sometimes. Out of the way. And went into the field. It wasn't going on that road. So Balaam struck the donkey to turn her back onto the road. Then the angel of Yah stood in a narrow path between the vineyards and with the wall on this side and the wall on that side. When the donkey saw the angel of Yah, she pushed herself against the wall. She and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall. So he struck her again. Then the angel of Yah went further, stood in a narrow place where there was no way to turn either to the right hand or to the left. And when a donkey saw the angel of Yah, she laid down on the, oh, hell no. So Balaam's anger was aroused. He struck the donkey with his staff. And Yah opens the mouth of the donkey. And what did, I'm not talking about the donkey on that cartoon with the green fella. I'm talking about a donkey that Yah opened his mouth. I'm not talking about donkey on that little shriek. I'm talking about a real donkey. When the donkey says,
"You talk about Mr. Ed."
Yeah, yeah. And the donkey says to him, "Cartier, I'm supposed to have y'all fellows. What have I done to you that you struck me these three times?" And Balaam, he just caught up in it. He didn't realize the donkey talked to him. Balaam so caught up, he said to the donkey, "Because you have abused me, I wish there was a sword in my hand now. I would kill you." So the donkey says to Balaam, "Am I not your donkey on which you have ridden ever since I became yours to this day? Was I ever disposed to do this to you?" And Balaam said, "No." Then Balaam was so caught up in it, he didn't realize he was talking to the donkey. Then Yah opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of Yah standing in the way, his drawn sword in his hand. And he bowed his head and fell flat on his face. He was in a state of shock. And the angel of Yah said to him, "Why have you struck your donkey these three times? Behold, I have come out to stand against you because your way is perverse before me. Your actions are perverse. I know what your heart thinks you're going to do, but you better not do it. And the donkey saw me and turned aside from me these three times. If she had not turned aside from me, I should have killed you by now." The agent that put, if that dunk had, that dunk could save your life. Because if she had, you'd have been dead by now. And let her live. Balaam said to the angel of Yah, I sinned. So he knew what was in his heart. For I did not know stood on the way against me. Now, therefore, if it displease you, I go back. I turn back. Then the angel of Yah said to Balaam, go with the men. For only the words that I speak to you that you shall speak. And warn him again. You said what I said when I tell you said I tell you to say it. So Balaam went with
him. Had to shake him up.
Yeah, I had to shake him up. So they know he had a perverse heart, Cartrell.
Yep. He said it was better princes. They came with more substance, more better stuff. And he already knew. Y'all told him not to go. But he's going to tell y'all find out whether he want to go with him to go. Y'all said, let me see what you're going to do.
Right.
The angel, the most I said, if he go, kill him.
Mm-hmm.
If he go, kill him.
Exactly.
And the angel's ready to kill him. And then he got shook up and realized that, yo, I know what I had on my mind, but I better do what y'all told me to do.
Right. Because he said, you got a reverse heart. I know what you're thinking. And then, you know, like I said, Country, he was so caught up talking to the donkey, he didn't even realize he was talking to a donkey. You know what I mean? Yeah, ain't that something, brother? He said, I'll argue with a donkey. And I ain't talking about streets donkey neither, on the little green fella. Donkey. I ain't talking about donkey. I'm talking about donkey.
Okay. And don't be shocked if they're trying to tell you something.
All right. Thank you, brother. Now, when Balak heard that Balaam was coming, he went out to meet him at the city of Moab, which is on the border at Arnon, the border of the territory. Then Balak said to Balaam, did I not earnestly send to you, calling for you? Why did you not come to me? Am I not able to honor you? And Balaam said to Balak, look, I have come to you. Now, have I any power at all to say anything? The word that Yah puts in my mouth that I must speak. So Balaam went with Balak, and they came to Kirjath Huzzah. Then Balak offered oxen and sheep, and he sent some to Balaam and to the princes who were with him. So it was the next day that Balak took Balaam and brought him up to the high places of Baal, their idol. From there, he might observe the extent of the people, the Hebrew Israelites. Praise Yah. Katriel, you have the mic.
You in the middle of the story. You're about to see if he's going to curse him or bless him, if he's going to follow Yah's command or not. And,
no, that was my chapter. That's where it started right
now. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, so stuff that we're about to go into the mountains. We're gonna see what y'all gonna do with Balaam. But it shows that the Most High communicates with other people outside the nation of Israel, because this guy Balaam, he had the power to communicate with the Most High, and he wasn't an Israelite.
Right. Exactly. All right.
So there's one thing in it that we saw. He told him that he can't curse us because we're blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Once we're blessed, you can't curse us.
Exactly.
But the fact that the Most High took our blessings away, we have to get that blessing back.
Exactly.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. And you're certainly correct, Cartrell. We need to get it back. The right means. Well, Cartrell, we've came the last segment of study, which is the Psalm 107, and it reads that thanksgiving to Yah for his great works of deliverance, just like he is about to deliver us from the curse of Balaam. And we ought to give thanksgiving to Yah for the great works of deliverance. Sometimes you don't even know you are being delivered, but it's it's always good to give him thanks and praise. First quarter. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. No author, huh?
No author.
Okay. Psalms 107. All thanks and praise to the Holy One of Yisrael. You know that one of our brothers or one of our sisters wrote this song in our behalf. Because it's always good to give thanks unto Yah. Right?
Right.
For all his benefits towards us, his loving kindness and his tender mercy. So let's see how the song goes. Give thanks to Yah, for he is good. For his loving kindness endures forever. We always talk about forever. Forever don't ever stop. Let the redeemed by Yah say so, who he has redeemed from the hand of the adversary. And we could feel like we redeemed because we know who we are. Our enemies would love it if we never found out our true identity in our relationship with our Creator. So to a degree, we are redeemed in that we know the Most High Yah. And gathered out of the land, from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south, you got to be gathered by Yah. They wandered in the wilderness in a desert way. They found no city to live in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. And they cried to Yah in their trouble. What did they do, Yah, see, in their trouble?
They cried.
Oh, yeah. We don't want to do that, though. We don't think we're in too much trouble. But there's a point in time where we all crying out to Yah. There's going to be a time to put it to Jacob like there's never been. But the answer is to cry out to Yah. When we do, what happens? They cried out to Yah in their trouble. And he delivered them out of their distress. So we know that Yah will deliver us, so we cry out to him. He led them also by a straight way, that they might go to a city to live in. Let them praise Yah for his loving kindness, for his wonders he deeds to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul, he fills the hungry soul with good. I'm sat in darkness, in the shadows of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the word of Yah, the words of Yah, and condemned the counsel of the Most High. Don't we still do that today?
Exactly.
We rebel against Yah's words, and we condemn, we battle, we argue, we debate what Yah has said. What I'm telling you is what Yah said. You think he's debating me.
Right.
Therefore he brought down their heart with labor, put us right in slavery, picking cotton on them cotton fields. They fell down, and there was no one to help. Then they cried to Yah in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. He was trying on the plantations too, weren't
he? Oh, yeah.
And Yah alleviated us from them plantations, because we ain't on them plantations no more. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. We looming, we walk in America, and America's the shadow of death. 400 million guns. When you walk out your house, you'll know somebody gonna shoot you, or you're gonna be a statistic in a mass murder.
Exactly.
And broke away their chains. Yeah, we need all our chains broken. The mental, the physical, and the spiritual. A lot of our people are locked in mental chains now. They ain't got the physical chains on us, but they do have the mental chains and the spiritual chains on us. Let them praise Yah for his loving kindness and for his wonderful deeds to the children of men. For he has broken the gates of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. That's what Yah can do. Fools are afflicted because of their disobedience and because of their iniquities. That's why we complain. That's why we bitch and moan and groan on Facebook, because we're fools, because we disobeyed Yah. And we don't want to hear what he has to tell us to do. And then we suffer in our iniquities. Their soul abhorred all kinds of food. They draw near to the gates of death. Then they cry to Yah in their trouble. He saves them out of their distress. That's the same thing as King David. King David tells us the same thing. Anytime I'm in trouble, I'm crying out to Yah. I don't know what y'all doing, but I'm crying out to Yah. And at one time, our nation, when they got in trouble, they cried out to the Most High. And he delivered them out of their distress. He sends his word. Praise Yah. We got the Real Talk with Real People Blog Talk Radio Show. And he's allowing us to send his words through the airway, through the ethos, worldwide.
Exactly.
Through his word, he heals them. How are we going to be healed, Nelson?
Through his word.
Trying to
have something inside.
Yes, sir.
Activating the plan.
There you go. And delivers them from their grave. And everybody in church, you're worshiping in the grave. Let them praise Yah for his loving kindness, for his wonderful deeds to the children of men. Let them offer the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his deeds with singing. And we ain't talking about November 25th. We're talking about give Yah thanks every day to those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business in great waters. Do you see Yah's deeds? I don't know if you've been in deep waters before, but my father told me about his experience as a Coast Guardsman. He told me that the waves of the waters, the great waters, they rise to like 10, 20-story towers. And when they come smacking down on that ship, you feel like a little twig. So many people don't experience that, right? Great waters. He said the people that are in the sea see Yah's power and his wonders in the deep. For he commanded and raised the stormy wind, which lifts up its waves. They mount up to the sky. They go down again into the depths. Their soul melts away because of trouble. They reel back and forth and stagger like a drunken man. And they are at wit's end. They don't know how to save the ship. Then they cry to Yah in his trouble. And he brings them out of their distress. He makes a storm a calm so that the waves are still. Then they are glad because it is calm. So he brings them to their desired haven. Let them praise Yah for his loving kindness, for his wonderful deeds for the children of men. So if you're on a ship, on a cruise or something, Yah stirs up a wave, cry out to Yah, and he will deliver you out of your distress. Most people want to call the captain, call 911, call the Coast Guard. First thing you do, cry out to Yah. Let them exalt him also in the assemblies of the people and praise him in the seats of the elders. We will assemble the elders to do just that. Give Yah praise, follow Yah's plan, and assemble the people. He turns rivers into deserts. We see that they call it global warming. But who controls that, Yah? Yah controls the rivers.
Yah made the desert. Yah controls that and everything else. He controlled Pleasure Island over there. You see, you know, if he didn't want it to happen, it wouldn't happen.
And what they need, water springs, and their ground is thirsty, into a thirsty ground.
Mm-hmm.
And a fruitful land, into a salt waste. That's what we just witnessed with our eyes with Maui, right?
Exactly.
Because Hawaii, that's everybody's destination. Paradise mm-hmm. Island, Hawaii.
Exactly. Yep.
For the wickedness of those who dwell in it. Okay, maybe they were doing wickedness. He turned Paradise Island into a wasteland. He turns the desert into a pool of water and a dry land into water springs. So he can reverse it.
Mm-hmm.
He can turn the Sahara Desert into paradise. Make it look like Hawaii and function like Hawaii. How about that?
Exactly.
And he makes the hungry live, that they may prepare a city to live in. Sow fields, plant vineyards, and reap the fruits of increase. We're waiting for that day. Right now they're feeding us genetically modified food, meat grown in laboratories, meat that's cloned. We're waiting for the return of Yah's increase, Yah's fruits, right?
Exactly.
Bless them also. Well, I've got to give out blessings. Because they are multiplied greatly. They're talking about population control. Well, we must reduce the Earth's population from 9 billion to 600,000. Oh, Yah said be fruitful and multiply. And multiplication is not addition. He does not allow their livestock to decrease. Again, they are diminished and bowed down through oppression, trouble, and sorrow. The only difference with us now is that we're not crying out to Yah. We're crying out to every other deity that our slave masters gave us, both the Arabs with the Islamic slave trade,
not European slave masters. We calling out to their gods rather than crying out to Yah. So he doesn't allow their livestock to decrease. Again, they are diminished and bowed down through oppression, trouble, and sorrow. He pours contempt on princes. We call our princes niggers and cause them to wander in a trackless waste. So we see our brothers, we call them niggers, and Yah calls them princes, but we don't realize that they're princes. Yet he lifts the needy out of the affliction. He lifts the needy out of their affliction. And we are very needy people, and we definitely need to be lifted out of our affliction. And increases their families like a flock. Don't worry about having children. Be fruitful and multiply. The European man got you worried about having too many children. No. Their family's going to be like a flock. I don't know if you've ever seen a flock. I don't know if you've ever seen a real flock. The flocks be huge. The upright will see it and be glad. Futuristic. All the wicked, not some of them, all the wicked will shut their mouth. Whoever is wise will pay attention to these things. They will consider the loving kindness of Yah. How many of us consider the loving kindness of Yah, Yamsa?
I do.
Yes. This is the love people be talking about.
Right.
They be saying God is love.
Mm-hmm.
But they mix it up. They twist it. God
mm-hmm.
is not all love. He will give his loving kindness to those who obey his commands, his order, and the direction that he's given us. He ain't just going to love you just to be loving you. Praise God.
Right. Well, you got to seek. You got to seek his favor, and you got to be under the auspices of that favor. That means learning to do good. Learning to cry out to the Most High for our anxious. Learn to cry out for ourselves. Learning to gather ourselves together. Learning to do good by the widow women, the orphans, the needy. And just simply learning to do good. Not what you may consider to be good, but what Yah considers to be good. Praise Yah.
And it really emphasized the fact that every time we got in trouble, what was the solution?
Activate the plan. Cry out to Yah.
Cry out to Yah. So when we tell people we're going to cry out to Yah in Washington, D.C. on September 2nd, why did they give us so much feedback? Like we ain't got to do that. We don't need to do that. Are we in trouble?
We're in real big trouble.
So that means we need to cry out big time, right?
Exactly.
Because what did he say? He said, when they cried out to Yah in their trouble, he saves them out of their distress. He sends his word and heals them and delivers them from their graves. That's what we're looking for, right?
You better believe it.
It says, let them who understand this praise Yah, who understand his loving kindness and his wonderful deeds, so the children of men, because that's what we are, the children of men, and we get in trouble, but we don't know the solution. He's trying to tell us the solution. Cry out to me. Return to me. Listen to my words, and you will be healed. It's very simple. So that's why we study these things, because we get these clues, we get these antidotes. We get the diagnosis and the antidote on a nice nightly basis. Yah is showing us how to get out of our troubles, but we don't apply the antidote. Ima, we ain't got to do that. We do that all the time. So why ain't we being delivered out of our troubles?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, it's been a very insightful show, Cartrell. Very insightful studies, and a lot of things can be activated. Most importantly, relief from your oppression.
Mm.
But you have to activate that plan. It's just not going to happen just because you feel in some sort of way. You got to speak that into existence. You must cry out. It don't mean just hold your mouth and think it out. You hold your mouth and you pray to Yah, but you ain't crying out. You just thinking it. Well, praise Yah and release me from it. But you're saying it in your mind. But you got to open your mouth and cry out to the Most High. As simple as that. Praise Yah and bless his holy name, Katya, fellow students, and Sister Abia. Katya, I'm done. And if you're done, if you have any commentaries, we're all ears.
Well, this song is a perfect segue because we're about to cry out to Yah September 2nd in Washington, D.C., in Freedom Plaza. Freedom Plaza. About to cry out to Yah because we are in big trouble. We ask our people to join us, register now. Got a couple of weeks to go. We need to be sincere and just cry out to Yah if we really want to be delivered from our troubles. So, perfect segue to our website, yahwillgather.us, to get registered. And we hope to see you there. Because we need all the support we can get, all the good hearts, all the willing hearts, to win Yah's favor and attention, so we can talk about his loving kindness and his wonderful works for the children of men. So all praise to the Most High. We thank you for all things and everything. Love y'all. Shalom and good night.
As my brother said, we love y'all. Shalom and good night.
Conquering lion, come and trample the beast. Gavin, don't tell us if it looks too deep.